The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 221. Ashvin took a deep breath, trying his best to compose himself. "You mean our plan to sabotage the production?" Michael quickly understood what Ashvin meant. The last time, both of them discussed working together to deal with Leon, but it was delayed due to the sudden incident with the development of products and increasing the efficiency of their raw materials. With the matter already resolved, it was time for them to continue with their plan.
"That's right. I've already figured out a foolproof plan.
Nothing will go wrong with it," Ashvin sneered as he asked Michael to lend an ear before he told Michael the plan in detail.
"Good. That's a brilliant idea. As long as the plan goes well, we'll be able to kick Leon out of the company."
Michael had a glint in his eyes as he started to laugh.
"Of course.
Now, just follow my plan and take action. This time, I want his reputation completely ruined. He won't be able to come back from this." Ashvin had a sinister glint in his eyes. During the evening, the human resources department of the company made an announcement. Since Leon Wolf, the president's secretary, made great contributions to the company in developing high-end cosmetics and increased the efficiency of raw materials, Leon will temporarily be taking charge of production within the company. The company hopes that everyone will follow Mr. Wolf's example and learn from him in the future. The moment the announcement was given, it quickly made waves within the Elegante group. Leon quickly turned into a famous person within the company. At the same time, he was the first person to hold so much power within the company as a secretary. After knowing that, Leon immediately rushed to Iris's office in shock.
"Miss Young, I saw the announcement from the Human Resources Department just now. Did you arrange for that?"
Leon asked.
"That's right, I specifically arranged for it.
From now on, you're one of the true hire, UPS in the company.
I don't think anyone will look down on you for being a secretary anymore," Iris said with a smile.
"I know you have good intentions, but I don't think this is appropriate," Leon sighed.
"Why isn't it?"
Iris was confused. "You might not know this, but the fact that I managed to increase the efficiency of our processing of raw materials as well as develop new products wasn't just my own doing. The manager of the factory workshop, Stanley Wallace, played a huge role as well. I couldn't have been done without him," Leon briefly explained.
"So that's it?"
Iris had a look of realization.
"So, you should have Human Resources make another announcement.
Make sure you praise Mr. Wallace.
As for me, don't worry too much about it.
I don't want to stand out," Leon said earnestly. He grew up as an orphan who was in bad circumstances. He was already used to maintaining a low profile. He could not get used to suddenly being so well known.
Iris was incredulous. "The announcement has already been made, there's no way to take it back.
On top of that, everyone else has already seen it. There's no reason to make a new one.
Wouldn't that be pointless?
As for Mr. Wallace's work, don't worry. I'll compensate him in other ways."
"Then, fine," Leon felt very helpless. He was forced to accept it. After that,
He thought for a while before he said, "Iris, Mr. Wallace is incredibly capable. He's someone very good at his job. On top of that, he cares for his subordinates and has a strong sense of responsibility. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful." Chapter 222. I hope you'll use him well in the future.
Oh, is that so? Is he that capable?
Iris was surprised. Incredibly so. If you don't believe me, you can ask Ariel. Leon pointed at Ariel next to him.
Yes, Leon's right. Mr. Wallace is quite capable, Ariel nodded. She was with Leon at the factory for the past few days and saw Stanley's abilities for herself. He was talented.
It looks like he's capable. Why don't I do this?
The second factory's manager, Mr. Lennon, is about to retire in a month.
Once he retires, I'll send Mr. Wallace over as his replacement, Iris said. Since Leon and Ariel were both recommending him, Iris regarded Stanley a lot higher than she did.
All right, Leon was happy.
After that, he seemed to think about something as he added, "Iris, there's something else. About that 10% dividend. I feel like I can't take it all by myself. I feel like half of it should be given to Mr. Wallace.
The two of us should share it.
It's more reasonable that way." Ariel was shocked when she heard that, giving Mr. Wallace half.
"Leon, is there something wrong with your head? Even though Mr. Wallace has contributed to these two things, the main person in charge of the developments was still you. He was just supporting you and helping with some discussions. His contributions were minimal. On top of that, Iris already agreed to make him the manager of the second factory. That in itself is rewarding enough. You don't have to give him your dividends."
Ariel rolled her eyes at Leon like he was an idiot. Ariel was with Leon those few days, so she knew how helpful Wallace was. Stanley was clueless about developing the new products, so Leon practically did it all himself. As for the increase in efficiency of the processing of raw materials, Stanley did give some valuable ideas and experiences, but the person who made it happen was Leon. In the end, the fact that the efficiency was able to be increased by over 20% was down to the unknown mystical water that Leon provided. She felt like Leon's contributions were the greatest for those two matters. The fact that Leon was recommending Stanley to be the manager of the second factory was already a good enough compensation for Stanley.
"No, I don't feel that way at all. If it wasn't for Mr. Wallace's ideas and designs, there's no way I could have thought about developing the products. His contributions were invaluable.
I feel like his contributions were the same as mine," Leon shook his head and said.
Ariel was incredibly frustrated as she said, "Based on what you said, I must have helped you quite a lot by being by your side the past few days. Even if I didn't contribute that much, I still worked hard. Shouldn't you think about giving me some as well?"
That Leon thought about it earnestly and felt like Ariel was being quite reasonable. He nodded and said,
"Yes, thanks to you helping me out in the past few days,
I was able to fully concentrate on developing the products.
Why don't we split it into three parts?
What do you think about 3.3% each?
You, Ariel was dumbfounded.
She gaped in disbelief.
She just joked just now, but Leon agreed.
What was the logic in that?
She was so shocked she started to doubt herself.
Iris raised her hand to stop the two of them. All right, stop fighting with each other.
Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful.
Chapter 223. Leon, I gave you the 10% dividends not just because you increased the efficiency of the raw materials and because you developed new products, but also because you managed to secure the cooperation of the WIC group for the company. You deserve these rewards, you don't have to split them with anyone. As for Mr. Wallace, all of the higher UPS in the company have their dividends based on their position and contributions. Once he assumes the position of the manager of the second factory, he'll be a company executive. Then, we'll naturally get some as well.
You don't have to worry about him, Iris said firmly.
Most of the executives in the company only had 1 or 2%. Even Ashvin and Ariel only had 8% and 6% respectively. Most of those people have been with Iris for over 2 years. All of them contributed to the company. If Stanley got 5% of the dividends simply for helping Leon a little, she would not know how to explain it to the other executives. It was not realistic at all.
Oh, all right then.
After listening to Iris's explanations, Leon felt like he thought of things too simply. He decided to dispel his earlier thoughts. At the factory, Stanley had a complicated feeling in his heart when he saw the announcement from Human Resources. Even though he was not the main person behind both of those matters, he was still more or less important. Particularly when it came to increasing the efficiency of raw materials, he worked hard on that for the past 2 years. Leon managed to find success easily partially thanks to his contributions. However, his hard work was not mentioned at all in the announcement. It was obvious how he would feel.
I thought that Mr. Wolf was a decent person, but it seems like all these people are just the same.
Stanley scoffed at himself. Since ancient times, whenever war was won, all of the glory went to the generals. No one would remember the contributions of the foot soldiers. Leon was the general, and he was just the nameless foot soldier beneath Leon. Ring, ring, ring. At that moment, he heard his phone start to ring. He took out his phone to see that it was a call from Guido, the factory manager. Guido wanted to see Stanley for something. In the office, Stanley stood in front of Guido's desk.
Mr. Boyd, do you need me for anything?
Stanley said respectfully.
Mr. Wallace, the higher UPS have something they need you to do.
They want you to add some things into production.
Guido had a meaningful smile on his face.
Stanley opened the document to look it over and was immensely shocked.
Mr. Boyd, one of the things being added is restricted material.
If this is added into production, the product will be done for.
Stanley's expression changed.
As someone part of the production line, he could immediately tell that there was a problem with the newly added substances.
I know.
You don't have to bother with that. You just need to do as you're told. Once this thing is done, you'll benefit a lot. Guido said calmly.
That. Could someone be targeting Mr. Wolf? Stanley immediately understood when he thought about the announcement made by the Human Resources Department. Leon was already the person in control of production. The moment any problems happened, Leon would be the first one blamed. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 224. Don't question things that don't concern you. Just do as you're told. Guido said unhappily. Stanley looked incredibly distraught. After that, he clenched his teeth and said, Mr. Boyd, I'm sorry, but I can't do something like that. Guido had a cold look in his eyes. You're not doing it. Fine, then tidy up your things and get lost. You don't have to come to work anymore.
What? How could you do that?
Mr. Boyd, I've been at the company for almost 10 years, Stanley was shocked. He wanted to say something but was interrupted by Guido before he could finish. Do what you're told or get lost. You can make the choice yourself. Guido said coldly.
But.
There are no buts. You should have seen the announcement from Human Resources, right? You've been helping Mr. Wolf out the past few days. No matter what, you've put in a lot of work, yet you haven't gotten any rewards at all. Why would you lose your job for a shameless and petty man like that? Guido said with a mocking smile. Stanley gaped as he fell into silence. Just like Guido said, he was a little unhappy that Leon took all the credit. However, he was a man of principles. There was no way he could do something like that to harm Leon. It was too despicable. Mr. Wallace, I'm giving you one last chance. Either you do it, or you leave. You'd better think about it. Of course, let me make things clear. Don't even think about reporting this to Mr. Wolf. If you do so, UPS will figure out a way to have you killed. Guido coldly threatened. Stanley felt hopeless. As part of middle management within the company, his salary and benefits have always been quite good. If he left the company, it would be hard for him to find a good job or even a decent job at almost 40 years of age. That was not something he could accept. His son just got into university and would need quite a lot in schooling fees and living expenses. Just thinking about that caused him to hesitate.
I'll do it.
Stanley clenched his teeth, and still had to bow his head to reality in the end. In the next 2 days, the factory started to move into producing high-end cosmetic products for cooperation with the WIC group, preparing to provide them to the WIC group. It was the company's first batch of high-end cosmetics, and it was the first time they were providing their products to the WIC group. To prevent any unexpected problems, Leon and Ariel were in the factory overseeing the process. While Ariel was not around, Guido handed a document to Leon. Mr. Wolf, the first batch of products finished. Please sign here. If there are no problems, we can start sending them to the WIC group. Guido gave the document to Leon with a smile.
Leon was not versed in what went into cosmetic products at all. He gave it a once-over but did not understand much.
Mr. Wallace, is there anything wrong with this?
Leon handed Stanley the document.
Stanley's expression changed as he took the document and read through it.
He forced out a smile. Mr. Wolf, I've given it a brief look. There shouldn't be any problems.
Chapter 225, All right, Leon nodded. He trusted Stanley quite a bit, so he directly signed his name on the document. After that, the products were put into various trucks to be sent to the WIC group. At the WIC group, Jensen took out a few samples from the products after they received them and Han DED them to the company's R&D department for testing. Business was business, separate from personal relationships. Even though Jensen got along with Leon, it was still the first time the Elegante group worked with the WIC group. He needed to perform some testing to prevent anything from happening. Not too long later, the head of the R&D department brought a test report over with a look of disbelief on his face.
Mr. Lloyd, how are the results?
There shouldn't be any problems, right?
Jensen asked. He knew of Leon's moral character. With how upright Leon was, he did not think that there would be any problems with the Elegante Group's products. He was just doing the tests as a formality.
Mr. Wick, the products from the Elegante Group are too amazing. Many of the main test factors far exceed the benchmark for high-end products, Lloyd said excitedly.
What? Is that true?
Jensen was shocked as he looked at the results a few times. He was so shocked his jaw almost dropped to the ground. He saw that the results were all at least 3 or 4 times higher than the benchmarks, and some factors were over 10 times more. Those results were even better than top international brands. More importantly, Elegante Group always produced mid, high-end products, so the products were priced at such as well, but the WIC Group was able to purchase cosmetics that were even better than top international brands. The surprise in Jensen's heart was evident.
Mr. WIC, the effects of these products are amazing. They far exceed many big international brands. However, there's a major mistake in this. They added isobutyl paraben to it, which is a prohibited substance.
Lloyd pointed at the numbers on the reports with pity. A small stain ruined the whole thing. It should have been an incredibly amazing product, but due to the addition of the isobutyl paraben, everything was ruined.
It was trash.
Isobutyl paraben? What? Is it very serious?
Jensen had a confused look on his face. He was not a specialist in the field and did not know what that was. If the problem was not that serious, he could help Leon with it.
It's very serious. Isobutyl paraben is a very good preservative, but it has quite a few side effects. The MO as high as 10 times in compensation.
Lloyd said seriously.
10 times in compensation?
It's that serious.
Jensen was shocked.
The Elegante Group's first batch of products were worth about 7 million. In other words, if the WIC Group were to sue Elegante Group, they could unconditionally ask Elegante.
Chapter 226. From that, it was obvious how severe the problem was.
No, this problem is too serious. I need to give Mr. Wolf a call right now. Jensen looked severe as he hurriedly took out his phone to give Leon a call. At the factory, Leon was shocked after he received Jensen's call. He never would have dreamt that such a serious problem would have happened to the products. Not only that, the matter made huge waves within the company. Iris and the other executives were quickly mobilized. The Elegante Group's total assets only amounted to a few hundred thousand. Not only did 7 million worth of product go to waste, but the WIC Group might even ask them for 70 million in compensation. It was the first time the company ever encountered such a serious problem. The dangers of the situation were obvious. Right after that, Iris immediately called for an emergency meeting at the headquarters, notifying Leon and Ariel as well as the factory manager, Guido, and the workshop manager, Stanley. In the meeting room, by the time Leon and Ariel arrived, practically all of the executives of the company were already there. The atmosphere was incredibly heavy. Iris had an incredibly dark look on her face. Leon, this is all you're doing. I just handed production over to you for 2 days, and you've already dug such a huge hole for me. Are you trying to ruin the company? Iris slammed her palm on the table, and her face was incredibly furious. She looked like she wanted to eat Leon alive. Iris, I'm sorry, Leon said with a face full of regret. Since he knew Iris, it was the first time Leon saw Iris so angry. She completely lost her usual cool demeanor. He knew that Iris was furious. Mr. Wolf, do you know how big of a loss you've caused the company this time? Not only will the company have to destroy the first batch of products, which were worth 7 million, but we might also even need to compensate the WIC Group with a sum of 70 million. It's such a huge loss. Will your apologies even be enough? Ashvin had a sneer on his face, feeling like he finally vented out his frustrations. Leon, tell me. What exactly happened? How could the company's products have a prohibited substance like isobutylparaben? Iris took a deep breath, trying to calm herself. However, the matter was far too serious. She could not calm down no matter how hard she tried. I don't know, Leon had nothing to say. He did not know anything about the chemistry of cosmetics as well as the addition of preservatives. He did not even know what isobutylparaben was. How could he have known why the substance ended up in the product? You don't know. Iris almost chattered her teeth with how hard she clenched. The situation was dire, but Leon did not know anything about the person in charge. It was obvious how furious she was. Leon, this time, you were the one who developed the products being given to the WIC Group, and you supervised the whole production process. Whether you knew about it or not, you're completely responsible for this. Don't try to push it away. Ashvin let out a cold smile as he said to Iris, Miss Young, Mr. Wolf has caused the company immense damage. It seriously violated the company's rules. I suggest that terminate him immediately. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 227. Mr. Mercer's right. Mr. Wolf has caused the company such tremendous losses. He needs to be terminated. At the same time, we need to make sure to keep our right to pursue this in court. The executives were all in a furious uproar.
Leon, what do you have to say for yourself?
Iris forced her anger down.
I have nothing to say. This is all my fault, and I'm willing to bear with any punishment, Leon said bitterly. He could still not understand how an illegal substance somehow appeared in the product. He did not know if it was due to his own mistakes or any other reasons. However, he knew something very well. This time, he was in charge of the production, so it was hard for him to avoid any responsibility. That was not the critical part. The most important part was that he felt like he betrayed Iris's expectations. He regretted it deeply and could not face Iris. All he could do was muster up the courage to take responsibility like a man so Iris would not get angrier. However, he did not know that. The more he did so, the angrier Iris got.
All right, you said this yourself. Then I'll grant you your wish.
Iris was so furious she started to smile. She lost her rationality. Seeing Leon accept the punishment and anger Iris, both Ashvin and Michael were incredibly happy. Yet, before they could celebrate, Ariel suddenly said,
"Miss Young, please calm down."
"Calm down? The matter has already escalated so much, how am I supposed to calm down?"
Iris clenched her teeth, almost burning Ariel with the flames of her anger. Ariel was not intimidated at all.
"Iris, please think about this. Leon hasn't even been in the company for even a month. He's not part of the industry. How could he know what isobutyl paraben is? Even if he made a mistake, you can't put all the blame on him." That, Iris was startled and finally thought about things more clearly. She knew that Ariel was right. Leon did not know anything. Even if he was responsible, it was not as bad. It was just that she was completely blinded by her anger just now, pinning all the blame on Leon. Ashvin's expression changed as he realized something was wrong. He immediately said,
"Miss Summers, what's the meaning of this? Are you going to protect Leon and try to deflect the blame just because he's your boyfriend?
Mr. Mercer, listen well. First, what I said was just the truth. I wasn't trying to push the responsibility away from Leon. Secondly, let me emphasize this again. Leon's not my boyfriend. I do not need to protect him," Ariel said coldly.
"What a joke. Everyone in the company knows that he's your boyfriend. Do you think everyone will believe your deflections?"
Ashvin sneered.
"I believe it.
Ariel's not Leon's girlfriend, there's no way she would protect Leon,"
Iris said calmly. She was the one who knew about Leon and Ariel's relationship the most. Initially, Ariel even hated Leon. There was no way she would believe that Ariel tried to protect Leon. That, Ashvin was dumbfounded. He started to look uncertain, unable to tell if Iris was speaking the truth.
Iris already regained her calm at that moment. She was not in the mood to continue exchanging words with Ashvin. She looked right at Guido.
"Mr. Boyd, you're the one who holds the highest power in the first factory. You're in charge of production there. Mr. Wolf might not know what isobutyl paraben is, but how could you not?
Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful.
Chapter 228. Miss Young, I know that isobutylparaben is an illegal substance, but since Mr. Wolf developed the new cosmetics, he's been completely in charge of the production. Furthermore, everything in the production line was strictly done following his wishes. I had no right to interfere. Furthermore, I gave the document over to Mr. Wolf before the products were sent out. He signed off on it. Guido took out the document for everyone to see, and they quickly saw that Leon signed it. Mr. Wolf, the proof is right there. The workers on the production line were all working under your orders. They added isobutylparaben under your mistaken instructions. What do you have to say about that? Ashvin said with a cold smile. Before Leon could even respond, Ariel stood up and said, Mr. Mercer, before the matter has been investigated, you don't have to be so quick to pin the blame on Leon. Saying that, Ariel shot a sharp look at Stanley. Mr. Wallace, you're the workshop manager overseeing the production line. Even if the workers accidentally added isobutylparaben, could you not have known anything? That. Stanley clenched his teeth as he said stubbornly, Miss Summers, for the last 2 days, I've been looking after the increase in efficiency of the raw materials. Both you and Mr. Wolf have been in charge of the production. I don't know anything. Is that so? Why don't I believe you at all? Ariel laughed. If Stanley was an idiot, he might not have noticed anything strange at all. However, she knew that Stanley's abilities were quite good. There was no way something so drastic would escape Stanley's eyes. Miss Summers, are you planning on finding a scapegoat for Mr. Wolf? Ashvin said unhappily. When he saw that Ariel still wanted to argue, Leon pulled at Ariel's arm, sighing as he said, Ariel, it's fine. Thank you for thinking about me, but this thing was caused because of my mistake in the first place. I'm willing to shoulder it myself, you don't have to try and find any excuses for me. What excuses? You idiot. Ariel was furious. She worked with rotten teammates before, but not as bad as Leon. She felt like she was a saint for not dying from anger at Leon. Leon, is there something wrong with your head? Someone's trying to sabotage you here. Do you not see it? Ariel berated him. Someone's trying to harm me? Surely not. Leon looked at Ariel in shock and confusion. How could it not be possible? Just think about it. Such a huge problem appeared in the production, but Mr. Boyd and Mr. Wallace both don't know anything about it. They pushed any responsibility away. They even had you sign the documents while I was not around. Don't you think those are just too coincidental? Ariel let out a cold scoff. It does sound quite unusual. Leon's expression changed. He thought that he was the one who caused the company massive losses, but after Ariel's explanation, he finally realized that something was strange. Ariel, who do you think is trying to sabotage Leon? Iris's expression turned serious. I don't know the details, but there's something I'm sure of. There's no way Mr. Wallace isn't involved. Ariel pointed right at
Stanley and said confidently.
Mr. Wallace? I don't have any grudges against him. Why would he try to sabotage me for no reason?
Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful.
Chapter 229.
Ariel, could you be mistaken?
Leon said with uncertainty.
After working together for a few days, Leon trusted Stanley quite a bit.
However, thinking about how Stanley looked over the documents before Leon signed them, Leon started to be a little unsure.
After all, it was suspicious that Stanley did not notice any problems with his skills.
Miss Summers, this has nothing to do with me.
I'm innocent. Stanley never expected that Ariel would point right at him.
He started to panic a little as his palms started to sweat anxiously.
You know yourself if you're innocent.
As the manager of the workshop, how could you not notice anything?
At all faces such huge
problems in production.
Similarly, if anyone wanted to harm Leon, they would need your help.
Otherwise, there's no way it would escape your eyes.
In other words, even if you weren't the one sabotaging Leon, you know the details.
Ariel sneered.
I didn't. Stanley paled, already in complete panic.
He was never a good liar nor a schemer either.
Facing Ariel's relentless assault, the defenses around his heart started to crumble.
Ashvin and Michael's expressions changed at the sight, starting to feel uneasy about the situation.
Miss Summers, this is just your speculation.
You said that Mr. Wallace sabotaged Leon, but do you have any proof?
Michael hurriedly stood up.
That's right.
Ariel, if you have no proof, don't accuse anyone for no reason.
Ashvin berated with a dark look on his face.
Mr. Mercer, Mr. Duval, the two of you have nothing to do with this, so why are you talking so much?
Ira said unhappily.
That, Ashvin and Michael had sour looks on their faces as they reluctantly shut their mouths.
Ariel focused on Stanley again, and she was even more forceful.
Mr. Wallace, I didn't expect you to be so petty.
When you asked for my and Leon's help with your subordinates, Leon agreed without any hesitation.
To achieve his promise, he overstepped Ashvin without any hesitation.
He was even attacked by Ashvin and many other executives.
It's fortunate that he was able to succeed in the end.
Furthermore, he even put your ideas into improving
the raw materials, so
all your hard work did not go to waste.
Without him, all your ideas would have just been
empty thoughts?
Is that how you repay
him?
Stanley's expression was completely ashen as he was completely pushed back by Ariel, unsure of what to do.
Not only that, Miss Young was not aware of your contributions before, so the Human Resources Department did not include you
in the statement.
Leon noticed that something was wrong and immediately voiced it to Miss Young.
He even recommended you
to her with all his might.
He even felt like he owed you, and wanted to equally share the rewards with you.
He even wanted to give
you 5% of the company's dividends as a reward.
He's already been incredibly good to you.
Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful.
Chapter 230.
And what did you do?
Did you feed your heart to the dogs?
Ariel got angrier as she spoke, voicing out the injustice for Leon.
What?
He recommended me, and wanted to share the rewards with me? How is that possible? Stanley was shocked.
He
looked like he was struck by lightning as he stood in place.
There's nothing impossible about it.
If you don't believe me, you can ask Miss Young. Ariel said coldly.
Iris nodded, Miss Summers is right.
Both she and Leon said that you were quite capable.
I considered that Mr. Lennon from
the second factory was retiring in a month, and planned on having you take over his position as the factory manager. As for the Leon wanting to give you half the dividends, it's true as well. It's just that the dividends aren't something to be played around with, so I didn't agree to it.
That, Stanley was stunned.
He thought that Leon took all the glory for himself.
Yet, he never expected that he misunderstood Leon.
Not only did Leon not do any of that, Leon even recommended him to be the manager of the second factory, and even planned on splitting the rewards with him. Just like Ariel said, Leon treated him well.
Yet, he was helping others harm Leon.
That was despicable of him.
Bang!
Stanley's expression was completely ashen as he fell to the ground. He felt like his heart was crumbling.
Mr. Wolf, I'm sorry.
You trusted me so much, but I helped others sabotage you.
I'm so useless.
I'm so sorry, Stanley started to cry as he knelt in front of Leon.
What?
You had a hand in this.
Leon was shocked.
He never expected that Ariel's guess would be right.
Stanley was the one who sabotaged the product.
Yes, it was me.
I was the one who added the substances. Stanley had a face full of guilt as he knelt.
Why?
I did nothing against you, why did you try to harm me?
Leon was furious.
The anger soared right to
his head.
He thought that he treated Stanley quite well, but Stanley sabotaged him and almost completely ruined him.
No matter who it was, they would be furious.
He was naturally no exception.
I didn't want to do that, it's just that Mr. Boyd ordered me to do it.
I was forced into a corner.
If I didn't do it, I would lose this job, Stanley said bitterly.
He felt incredibly guilty when he agreed to work with Guido.
He even felt incredibly burdened in his heart.
Now that he revealed the whole truth, he finally felt like his body lightened up, as if he was released.
You, Leon was furious but did not know what to say.
He was an orphan since he was young.
He went through so much hardship, so he could empathize with Stanley's helplessness.
To be more precise, Stanley did not harm him intentionally, but was forced to by circumstances.
Leon was the same, living a useless and pointless life with the Mansons for 3 years.
Leon had lowered his head to reality as
well.
Iris shot Guido an intense glare,
Mr. Boyd, what is the meaning of this?
Why did you want to sabotage Mr. Wolf?
Guido paled.
He never expected that the matter would be exposed.
He crumbled on the ground as he knelt in front of Iris.
Miss Young, I didn't want to sabotage Mr. Wolf.
It wasn't my idea.
I was acting on orders.
Spread the love.